Nerdy is the new sexy. It's good to be a geek. This is Bud's Weekly Geek Out.
Hey, Bud.
Hi, Dylan. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Bud.
What are we geeking out on, dude?
Jason, this ties into your good news from yesterday about all the dinosaur discoveries.
Right.
I geeked out about Dino Lab Inc. last year. They're literally blocks from where we're standing, a stone's throw off Burnside, and they are a must for any dino-loving zoner. They had the second most assembled Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton in the world, named Victoria, who has since moved on to the Phoenix Science Center. This is the interesting thing about dinosaur exhibits. Word gets out, and sometimes other museums around the world say, hey, I want that, and then the bones get on a bus and travel to another city.
Well, I'm sure there's major cash incentive involved.
Well, they have a one-to-one replica of Victoria's skull, which will be going to New York soon. And at the request of the client, it's covered in bronze.
Whoa, rad.
So that is a heavy, shiny, gigantic skull of terror.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Catherine, preparer of paleo fossils, their 3D technician and unabashed dino geek, she invited me and my kidlet to see a brand new Spinosaurus arm that they have on display there. The Spinosaurus was a giant river monster, and it was bigger than the Tyrannosaurus Rex. The very first Spinosaurus skeleton was discovered before World War II. It was taken to the Natural History Museum in Berlin, and then that building was subsequently bombed.
Way to go, Hitler.
So it took until 2010 for another to be found. And since then, the same paleontologist has found three more partially complete skeletons. These recent discoveries, they changed a bunch of details we thought we had right, but we didn't. So even though we've been studying dinosaurs for hundreds of years, we can still learn a thing or two to rewrite history. And this arm will be leaving at Christmas time to go to the Natural History Museum in Berlin, who saw it on DinoLab's social media.
So did this one arm then replace the whole T-Rex?
Oh, no, that's just one of the displays in their main room now. There is a Tyrannosaurus Rex foot, which you can touch. Holding a toe claw is kind of humbling because it's huge and terrifying and heavy and scary. But most of the room is taken up by two Triceratops skeletons mid-excavation. One of them, named Dozer, has a raptor tooth and a Tyrannosaurus Rex tooth intact in the fossil, and that's probably how it died.
What? That is so cool.
Right?
Wow.
And its fossilization captured an imprint of its skin, which is, it's kind of like a turtle shell or a soccer ball, a sort of five-sided, like a pentagonal pattern. And there are only three skin impressions of Triceratopses in the world, and this is one of them. And as it turns out, they had a fully assembled skeleton of my kid's favorite dinosaur, the Struthiomimus. This was an ostrich-like dinosaur, which probably had feathers from the late Cretaceous period. And even though I've been there before, I learned more on this trip about comparisons of size between the different dinos, when they lived on the timeline of existence compared to each other and us. And I learned about little indentations on a lot of dinosaur faces, which would have housed nerve endings to sense pressure in the air or the water to detect a predator or prey, not unlike how cat whiskers work, except without the whisker part sticking out.
So I would suspect those sensors were going haywire when that asteroid was heading towards Earth?
Probably, yeah. You can also hold a piece of asteroid, and it is really unnervingly heavy. And you can see some photos of some DinoLab bones and a great TED Talk from the paleontologist who dug up the 2010 Spinosaurus at thezone.fm/geekout.
Way too cool, man.
Very cool, bud. Thank you.
Bye!
Bud's Weekly Geek Out. Sometimes you know it's good to be a geek. Listen every Wednesday on The Morning Zone for more news from the world of techie-type stuff.